WNYC's Anne Marie Fertoli lived without heat or light for 10 days on Long Island and reports on what it was like to go through some dark times.
When the lights went out on Monday, we hoped it'd just be for a couple of hours, but it actually turned into a couple of days. I went to my aunt's during the day, and at night it would be freezing, so we'd grab all the candles, we'd light them, and we sat with a small kerosene heater in the living room to kind of keep warm and keep some light in the room. When I went to bed, I actually wore 3 layers of clothes and about 4 different blankets. Luckily, my power came back on last night. This morning, I asked my father to drive me around to check on who still doesn't have power and how they're doing. I met Ron Vincenzi, and he was pushing a shopping cart in front of a supermarket in Franklin Square.
Terrible. I've been running to Queens, sleeping by my 94-year-old aunt's house to stay warm at night. And it's atrocious. You know, you can't cook. I threw out tons of food. And it's horrendous. It really is horrendous.
After that, my father and I drove a couple of miles, and I met Ed Carbiner from New Hyde Park at a bakery. He also doesn't have his power back yet.
It's a mess because the poles all went down. And we had a big tree that came down at the end of the block, and it pulled down with it, you know, about 3 or 4 individual poles. And the transformer and the pole is just laying in our backyard.
I also met people who have stayed positive even against very tough circumstances. Richard Scrimma from Lynbrook was also at the bakery working on his laptop. He had just found out his power came back on this afternoon.
We were lucky. We've been in the house since 1999. The longest we had been without power was 2 hours. So now 10 days is significant. So it certainly makes you appreciate when you have power, when you're able to go into your refrigerator and have food, turn on your TV.
I also missed having a television and the internet. But I have to say, the one good thing I learned is that the dark makes for the best night of sleep. For WNYC, I'm Anne Marie Fertoli.